Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, buckle up. Welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to conquer life's little and big curveballs. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something powerful, the magic of positive self-talk. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, oh, come on, Dylan, that's so cliche, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some Pollyanna walking around singing cumbaya. It's about harnessing the incredible power of your own words to shape your reality. Ever felt like you're constantly talking yourself down? You know that feeling when you trip over nothing and immediately think, I'm such a klutz. Or when a friend invites you out, but you instantly assume they'd rather be doing something else with someone else. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the kicker. Those thoughts aren't facts, they're just narratives your brain is spinning. And guess what? You have the power to rewrite them. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden, and your thoughts are the seeds you plant. Are you planting seeds of doubt, fear, and negativity? Or are you nurturing optimism, resilience, and confidence? It's all about choosing the right words, the right mindset. So, what does positive self-talk actually look like in practice? It's more than just saying I'm great. Every morning, though, that can be helpful. It's about consciously challenging those negative thought patterns and replacing them with empowering affirmations. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Become aware of your inner dialogue. This is step 1, folks. Start paying attention to the things you tell yourself throughout the day. Notice those critical voices, those self-sabotaging whispers. Once you're aware, you can start taking control. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? What evidence supports it? What would I tell a friend who was thinking this way? Often, when we challenge those negative thoughts, they crumble under scrutiny. 3. Reframe with positivity. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try this is challenging, but I'm willing to learn and grow. Instead of I always mess things up, try I'm learning from my mistakes and getting better every day. Small changes in language can make a huge difference. 4. Use affirmations. These are powerful tools. Find statements that resonate with you and repeat them regularly. It could be something like, I am capable, I am worthy, or I believe in myself. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is crucial. Remember, you're human, you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend. Think about a time when you doubted your abilities or allowed negative thoughts to hold you back. Maybe it was before a big presentation, an important interview, or even just trying something new. What were those self-defeating thoughts? Could you have reframed them in a more positive light? Imagine how things might have played out differently with a shift in perspective. Now, I'm not saying it's all sunshine and rainbows all the time. Life throws curveballs, and there will be days when you feel like giving up. But remember, even on those tough days, your words have power. You can choose to dwell in negativity or rise above it with a positive mindset. It's about consistently choosing the path of resilience, growth, and self-belief. So, my friends, let's make a pact right here, right now. Let's commit to cultivating more positive self-talk in our lives. It's a powerful practice that can transform your thoughts, your feelings, and ultimately, your reality. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you are enough. Now go out there and rock your day, knowing that with every positive word you speak to yourself, you are planting seeds of confidence and success. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of positive self-talk magic. See you tomorrow for another dose of Calm and Confident.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.